here on Radio Row in Las Vegas, site of Super Bowl 58. We are pleased to be joined by an old friend of our show. It's noted mobster Johnny Pants, and I guess it's no surprise we see you.
No surprise to see you in Las Vegas,
Johnny Pants.
How you two guys doing here?
Doing great.
Okay. Johnny Pants here. I bet you're wondering how I got the name Johnny Pants.
Yeah, how'd you get that name?
It was just one of those deals, you know?
Yeah?
That's it?
So, sometimes your name is Jonathan Pants, and people start calling you Johnny. It's no big deal.
Okay.
No, it's kind of like Coach
what about
Joe?
The pants part?
Also, because you insult people so hard, sometimes they have to get new pants.
You have to get new pants.
Yeah, look at George over there with that shirt tail all crazy-like and your hairstyle being all like, you know, whatever and stuff. Boom, you know, roasted.
Yeah,
stuff like that, man.
Did you
in an early grave there.
Did you roast him?
I think I might need some new pants.
Well, I'm here, guys, for a very special reason.
Okay.
I'm here for the protection and the presentation of my boss, the most honorable, Don Marconioni.
Oh, yeah, we've
you
heard
two
of him.
May have noticed, with your stupid eyes that are all crossed and googly-like. And smelly.
Smelly?
That the heavyset man I'm currently pushing in a golden wheelchair who's wearing a mirrored three-piece suit and smoking a rather large cigar and wearing a 24-carat football helmet is sitting right in front of me. You may have noticed.
I was wondering who that was.
Yeah, who is that?
Well, that happens to be his Sicilian Majesty, Don Marconioni.
Oh, should we put a headset on?
Yeah. Of the radio syndicate, Don Marconioni.
Let's talk to him.
I present to you George Dumbass and Craig Idiot.
Hello, Mr. Marconioni.
Yes, hello. Marconioni.
Which one's the idiot?
That's me.
Both
Craig.
Of them, really, but mainly more the skinny guy over here.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, good morning. It's good morning.
It's good morning.
We go hard in Vegas. It's hard to keep track of the time.
Now, the reason that we are here is because the righteous Don Marconioni has taken control over a certain new casino and hotel after he had a little disagreement with management. He didn't replenish the towels fast enough, so he took over as the principal operator of the Golden Codpiece.
Where is that?
The newest immersive casino on the Strip.
Huh.
It's old Vegas. It's downtown. It's not on the Strip.
Oh, Fremont down there?
Yeah. You know, I'm doing just a handful of appearances to promote the Golden Codpiece here at Media Center.
Thank you.
I'll be on with you guys. And then I'll be going over and doing the show with the gentleman that wears the sleeveless blouses.
Oh, Pat McAfee?
Yeah, Pat McAfee.
Okay. Now, the Golden Codpiece is a beautiful facility with a finish-out directed personally by his eternal classiness, Don Marconioni.
we have
more amenities than an amenity warehouse that has, like, an extra room with more amenities stored inside of it.
Okay, I think I follow.
So, really nice place. Don Marconioni, tell them some of the things you decided for the Golden Codpiece.
Well, I would like you gentlemen to stay in one of our exclusive suites.
Oh.
When you walk into the suite, you'll notice that in the bathroom, we have beautiful heart-shaped toilets with fur-covered toilet seats.
Huh. Sounds comfy.
Very, very luxurious and classy. They are placed in his and her adjoining toilets with a sliding partition.
Oh, man.
Because there's an old Sicilian saying, true love is witnessing your mutual mud birth.
Oh my goodness. I've never heard that.
I don't know that's
beautiful.
Yeah. Classy. Very classy. No.
You go into the bedroom. We have a California king.
Uh-huh.
That's like two kings sleeping together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
And it's a vibrating bed. And if you need a little extra, you hit a button on the remote, you get Fran Drescher moaning sounds.
Huh. Okay.
That again, classic.
In eroticism, Don Marconioni.
You hit the other button on the remote.
Yeah.
Down from the ceilings, remote control stirrups.
I don't think
stirrups.
That's really,
okay, interesting.
The ultimate in love making.
You press the third button. You start off in exploration mode. Then you click it again. You go to full octobirth mode.
Oh
that's
my gosh!
Very wide.
So yeah, love making or wide. Or an exam.
And if you after you have your mutual mud making with your love, we have extra strength pulsating bidets.
Extra pulsating.
They clean you all the way out up into the colon.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, it's quite a service.
Sounds like a dangerous hotel room.
Don Marconione has not only personally designed all the rooms, but he also has hand selected the acts that are coming to the Steve Buscemi Theater, located within the Golden Codpiece Ballroom.
That sounds great.
Indeed, it's a very classy establishment. You guys, I heard you went to see a show last night.
Yeah, we saw you too at that Sphere.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. You know, I would not trust the Irish to wash my car, much less entertain me in a billion-dollar light bulb.
That's funny, Don Marconione.
No, you need to...
Ow! Oh, jeez.
You need to shut up.
My apologies.
Wow, that was awkward.
No, at the Steve Buscemi Theater at the Golden Codpiece, we have a few upcoming shows that I like to promote.
Okay, sure.
We have Kid Rock Acoustic. Kind of unplugged.
Okay, it may be all right.
We also have you guys like cabaret burlesque shows?
Sure.
Sure, who doesn't?
We have Slit Me Smears.
Oh.
Say, Britney Spears themed burlesque act.
Okay.
And then we also have our artist in residence. You may know him, Chris McKinley.
Oh, yes, we
that's
do know
where
him.
He is.
He does 12 shows daily.
Oh my God,
12!
Yes,
that's a lot.
The Steve Buscemi room.
Yeah,
Steve Buscemi theater.
We'd love to come over.
Now don't.
Well, you know, hey, you stay with me at the Golden Codpiece.
Uh huh.
You say a few kind words on the air.
Sure.
You get an eternal favor from me, Don Marconione.
Okay.
You need somebody to disappear, it's done.
I got
the muscle right here.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
I can do anything. I can kill whoever you want.
No, thank you.
You want me to kill your parents? Easy. Let's do that.
It's very nice of you to offer.
Kill your families? What you
no,
want?
We don't
no,
want.
No, we're
I
fine.
I can do anything.
We're
you
good.
You to take out that Amanda Knox? I'll take her out. Like
oh,
that.
My gosh.
Craig, if your little bicycle is spotted outside a gay bathhouse and you need the story to just go away, I'll take care of it.
Don, I appreciate
Don
that.
Don will do it.
Yeah. George, you need some points shaved for your 6-team ACC parlay tonight.
Okay.
I can make that happen.
Wow.
For you just say the word.
That's something. Okay, I'm out.
Yeah, the sports book at the Golden Codpiece is what we're really promoting here.
Yeah.
Oh, so many prop bets.
Tell them some of the prop bets we have for the big game on Sunday. You can't say Super Bowl for some
right,
reason.
The big game.
The big game.
Well, we got the Taylor Swift accidental upskirts. That's half. We're at 0.5 on that.
Yeah, we're not sure if they're going to actually be low enough to shoot up into the box.
Yeah, I'm going to take the
so
under.
Speak.
If you know what he's talking about. Then.
Yeah, we got you.
You guys
got
to hurry here.
In-game Andy Reid hamburgers, 2.5.
Okay. All right, may take the over there.
Yeah, and other stuff. I didn't realize we were doing
the well, I didn't know either. Hey, you know what else I'm going to...
Threw me off there.
Well, you know what else I'm going to tell you about?
What?
You may notice that there is a certain horse-faced young lady that might be cheering on a certain other someone on Sunday.
Okay.
Who he was just talking about?
Yeah, the one with the prop bet.
Yeah.
That I might be doing a little work for a certain political associate this weekend, where if that horse-faced young lady and her beard-faced boyfriend endorse a certain other someone, they may be met with a little accident.
Oh my gosh, what a threat that is.
Well, we really appreciate you guys.
Don Marconione. Really? Only promises. All right, I got to get you out of here.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
I really appreciate
we'll you
guys being here.
Thanks for coming
by. Come down to the Golden Codpiece, my friend.
The Golden Codpiece. We'll be there maybe by this afternoon.